This is the Cisco Report. This is the Cisco Report. I'm your host, Kevin Cisco, as always, and it's really good to be with you this week. I want to talk about something that, well, a lot of people are talking about, the so-called iPad babies. Now, what's an iPad baby? That sounds crazy. Well, we've all been in a store, and we've asked a younger person, you know, maybe in customer service, a question. And they seem very confused, very dazed, because they don't have that technology. And it's the same with restaurants. Now, I've been in restaurants, God forbid, when this happens, and it's terrible. They can't focus. And by the way, it's the same for men and women. So why is this? Well, a lot of children today are raised at a very early age with technology. Now they call them iPad babies, but, you know, and I hope these parents are not giving babies iPads. I mean, that would be absolutely horrifying. It would be terrible for their development, but essentially they're giving them these iPads and shutting them up at a very early age. Let's say 4 or 5, they always have the iPad. And so, people come up with all sorts of tactics, and the so-called experts are saying, well, limit the screen time, you know, set these parental controls, take it away. Well, I want to share with you a different idea. Simply tell them, hey, family time, so don't have it at the table. I think that's a good start. No iPads at the table. As far as the phone goes, well, you better teach them. You are not going to answer a phone call or a text at the table. This is family time. You see, they need to develop emotional intelligence and be with their family. And it is the same thing at a restaurant, by the way. They don't need to bring toys or the iPad to a restaurant. We're eating now. And you have to establish that. This is family time. We're building memories. You know, it doesn't have to be all bad. It's not a punishment. It's not a punishment. See, discipline is not always punishment. Discipline is something you do for your kid, not to your kid. Okay, you want to help them develop. It's not a punishment. You're not punishing them for doing something wrong. You're saying, we need to separate some things here. We need to have boundaries. This is the real world. It's not time to interact with the virtual world when you're eating. The virtual world is a part of our world. And maybe talk to them about that. What is this thing called the internet? What is it, you know, what's it all about? And because, you know, here's the thing. It's not the technology itself that's the problem. You know, listen, I had the television on for, you know, a good portion of the day. And I'm fine. But it was well established that this certain times are going to be family time. Okay. You know, because what we have is a situation where all these kids can't read very well. They don't have good social skills. And why? Because they're used to having technology in front of them. They're addicted to it. They're absolutely addicted to it. So, you know, here's the deal. My generation makes terrible parents. I don't know why. We were raised better. We really were. But I think what happens is we get burnt out. And I'm not making excuses for this, but I'm just saying that may be one of the reasons we get burnt out. It's tough. Of course, parenting's tough. Now, I don't have a kid myself, but I see all these other parents my age who just they've basically had it. They don't feel like they have enough guidance. So what we need to do is we that saying it takes a village. So we all need to support one another and say it's all right. It's okay. And it's okay to discipline, and you should. And you should say no to your kids once in a while. So am I saying, hit the iPad with a hammer? No, what I'm saying is say, hey, it's time to be, around the dinner table. Let's start there. Start with sitting down and having discussions. Nobody does that anymore. Okay, but everybody's on the go. I understand that. I understand that, but really try to designate some sort of cohesive schedule. Try it. I know it's tough in today's society, but you can make the effort. Even if it's on the weekends, maybe the weekend is okay, this is going to be a special time where I'm going to be around the table here. I'm not saying hold hands and say goodbye and pray and all that stuff necessarily. Although if that's what you want to do, go for it. But what I'm saying is you can't just say, get out of my hair and here's the iPad. You can't do that. That's not good enough. That is not good enough. It is bad for the child. It's bad for development. How are they going to have communication skills? How are they going to learn anything? So, I hope I'm getting this across, and I know this a lot of this gets said a lot, and I hope I'm not repeating what others are saying too much. But that's what happens, because what's happening is, the workforce is declining. The workforce is just bad. People don't want to do the work because they don't realize they're not going to get that instant gratification. You need to teach them that. It's your job as the parent. That's where it starts. So that's my commentary on iPad babies. And I hope you learn from it. And I really hope you take it to heart. I really do. Because this is serious. We have a problem here on our hands, and we need to fix it. And it's up to the parents. So there you go. Listen and subscribe to the Cisco Report, and you can go to the Cisco Report Community Forum at thesiscoreport.freeforums.net and think about what I said there. Limit the iPad exposure. And the exposure of other devices at a young age, perhaps. And I'll see you next week.